gave alternative facts to that.
The president's tweets stand for themselves.
You want to read it or you want me to do it? You're a professional announcer. Why don't you read it?
Hello and welcome to What the Fuck Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, November 1st, 2017. Welcome to Day 286. Trump did not dismiss the idea of meeting with Putin when it was suggested by George Papadopoulos in March 2016. Quote, he didn't say yes and he didn't say no, according to a person in the room at the time. CNN and Bloomberg are reporting that Jeff Sessions shot down the idea. However, in a July 2016 email to his Russian contact, Papadopoulos proposed a meeting in August or September between, quote, my national chairman and maybe one other foreign policy advisor, end quote, along with members of Putin's office and Russia's foreign ministry. Quote, it has been approved by our side, Papadopoulos wrote. It is not clear if the meeting ever occurred, but Paul Manafort was the campaign chairman at the time. Vanity Fair says in a call with Steve Bannon, Trump blamed Jared Kushner for his role in decisions that led to Robert Mueller's appointment as a special counsel. In the call, Trump complained about Kushner's advice that led to the decision to fire Michael Flynn and James Comey. Separately, Roger Stone told Trump that Kushner was giving him bad political advice. A former Trump campaign aide described Jared as, quote, the worst political advisor in the White House in modern history, adding that, quote, Trump is at 33% approval in Gallup. You can't go any lower. He's fucked. The Washington Post and CBS News say Trump blamed Chuck Schumer for yesterday's terror attack in New York City, where a motorist killed several people after driving onto a bicycle path near the World Trade Center Memorial. Trump tweeted that, quote, the terrorist came into our country through what is called the Diversity Visa Lottery Program, a Chuck Schumer beauty. I want merit-based, end quote. Trump also added, quote, I have just ordered Homeland Security to step up our already extreme vetting program. Being politically correct is fine, but not for this, exclamation point. In 2013, Schumer was a member of the Senate's Gang of Eight, which proposed changes to U.S. immigration laws, including the elimination of the diversity lottery. The bill passed in the Senate but died in the House. Speaking from the Senate floor, Schumer criticized Trump, asking,
President Trump, where is your leadership? The contrast between President Bush's actions after 9/11 and President Trump's actions this morning could not be starker. Again, Mr. President, President Trump, where is your leadership?
Schumer's response was, quote, I guess it's not too soon to politicize a tragedy. The Associated Press, NBC News, and Wall Street Journal say Republicans have delayed the release of their tax bill until Thursday as they try to meet the $1.5 trillion spending limit set by the budget. The tax plan will maintain the top individual tax rate of 39.6%, but will cut the corporate tax rate to 20%. The New York Times and the Washington Post are reporting that the EPA has barred anyone that receives EPA grant money from serving on panels that counsel the agency on scientific decisions. In doing so, EPA head Scott Pruitt removed six scientists and academics from advisory positions at the EPA. Pruitt is expected to now appoint several industry representatives to the panels. And the Huffington Post says the Senate confirmed a circuit court nominee who has suggested that Roe v. Wade was an erroneous decision. Amy Coney Barrett has also called the Affordable Care Act's birth control benefit, quote, an assault on religious liberty. Barrett was confirmed 55-43 for a lifetime position on the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit, one level below the Supreme Court. And now to the polls. The American Psychological Association says 59% of Americans think that this is the lowest point in the nation's history that they can remember. 63% say they are stressed about the nation's future. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas. Just want to say thank you to everyone who has already left reviews or ratings on iTunes and anywhere else you get your podcasts. That really helps us out, probably a lot more than you might think. So if you have a minute and you like the podcast, you want us to be able to keep doing it, do me a favor. Go on iTunes, go on your little app, go wherever you're listening, and leave us a little review. If you don't like it, please don't do that. But if you don't like the podcast, then I don't know why you're still listening to this. But go ahead and leave a review anyway. Thanks. See you tomorrow.